Tennessee lawmakers are moving ahead with a suit against the federal government over refugee resettlement. Some have wondered if the case is still necessary, given President-elect Donald Trump's promise to shut the door to many asylum seekers. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The suit began as a protest against President Barack Obama's decision to allow into the country 10,000 refugees from the Syrian civil war. Trump campaigned against that program and has the legal authority to send all of them back. But until the president-elect acts, Memphis Senator Mark Norris says state lawmakers should press on in the courts. He spearheaded the lawsuit.
The federal government is holding a gun to our heads to continue paying without properly authorizing the actions that they've taken.
Tennessee is one of a dozen states that have outsourced refugee resettlement to private nonprofits. Those agencies help newcomers learn English, find homes, and settle into jobs. Refugees are screened before arriving in the United States, and there have been few cases of asylees being involved in extremism. But Tennessee lawmakers say state officials should get more information on new arrivals and have a role in deciding who comes. Norris says he's particularly concerned that few Syrian Christians were included in the initial wave of refugees. Many analysts say that has to do with the nature of the Syrian civil war, not anti-Christian bias. But Norris says the suit will force federal authorities to explain. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.